KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly clear and 65 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 82, with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved several matters to come before them, recognized a longtime city employee, and discussed some COVID-19-related issues. The council first off tabled action on their consent agenda. Agenda items were related to tree trim permits for Cook Hauling and Tree Service, Cook Roll-Off Service, and Steve's Tree Service due to unresolved questions pertaining to proof of insurance. They then recognized Sandy Walter, who has served at the Atlantic Wastewater Treatment Plant for the past 20 years, ensuring the city is in compliance with state and federal regulations. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones.
In recognition, Sandy Walter, in honor of your career with the Wastewater Department and great appreciation for 20 years of outstanding service to our community. 20 years. Thank you, ma'am.
The council approved the slightly revised first reading of amended ordinance with regard to sanitary sewer system hookups. Once again, here is the mayor.
And this basically is, we got a lot of septic tanks outside of town on the edges of town. Things have changed quite a bit, so we're recommending that if you're in the city after today and you want to build a house, you'll have to put it on city sewers.
Wastewater Superintendent Tim Snyder said the costs of hooking up a sewer system and installing a septic system are very comparable. Now, the latest version of the ordinance calls for the owners of any houses, buildings, or properties used for human occupancy, employment, recreation, or other purposes situated within the city limits to install at the owner's expense suitable toilet facilities and building sewer connection to such facilities directly with the proper public sewer within 30 days of date of official notice from the city, provided the public sewer is within 500 feet of the owned structure. The ordinance also says no private sewage disposal system shall be installed, repaired, or rehabilitated where a public sewer is available within 500 feet of the structure. The final determination of the availability shall be made by the Wastewater Department Superintendent. In council reports, Councilman Jim Behrens, who attended Tuesday's fire department meeting, said the decision was made to cancel this year's Atlantic Firemen's Parade, but the October 4th breakfast will still take place with social distancing. He said also that the police, fire, and sheriff's departments are looking to purchase a search and rescue drone sometime next year. And Mayor Dave Jones discussed trick-or-treating with regard to COVID-19.
If we have Halloween this year, we'll be on October 31st. We're going to see what happens around, I think, we could have it, could kids wear masks and just turn the hours up to maybe 4 to 6 or something like that, but Shelby puts her candy out and they'll give it. But we'll play it by ear, but it will be October 31st if we have it.
Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening said that he was approached by Alan Zellmer and a small group of farmers about what it would take to get a splash pad in town. Jones said the budget right now is tight, so it won't happen this year for sure, but there may be some opportunities in the future.
He's thinking about donating money, having his tractor pulled and stuff. I told him what we'll do is, I mentioned it to the community before, you know, people are interested in a splash pad, form a group, start investigating ways of getting this done, and then Alan's going to have some money there, but they need to figure out to get some money too to help out and get it done. So we're in early stages of it. We built the YMCA, not because the council did it, because groups of Atlantic citizens got together over a long haul to get it done. But once we got going, it turned out right, it turned out good. So basically, there's two entities that really need to work on it, Park and Recs and the YMCA together. But I want a group of Atlantic citizens really looking into it, and I can appoint one person to council to kind of oversee it.
In other news, Council Bluffs police are on the lookout for a man who robbed a Subway store Wednesday afternoon. Authorities say at around 3:45 p.m., an unknown male wearing a blue baseball hat, sunglasses, light blue surgical mask, long-sleeve blue sweater, and blue jeans entered the Subway store at 208 East Broadway in Council Bluffs. The man ordered a sandwich from an employee, and while that employee was preparing the order, the suspect pulled out a black handgun and demanded money. The man took an undisclosed amount of cash in the business's telephone. He then fled the store westbound in an alleyway between Broadway and Canesville Boulevard. As of the last report, the suspect had not been identified. No one involved in the incident was harmed, and the case is currently being investigated by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigations Division. Well, the state fire marshal's office has issued, at the request of Audubon Fire Chief Tyler Tigerson, who is representing the fire chiefs of Audubon County, a burn ban. The burn ban on open burning became effective at noon on Wednesday and will remain in effect until such time that Tigerson notifies the state fire marshal that conditions dangerous to life or property no longer exists. Violation of the burn ban constitutes a simple misdemeanor. And the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office said they have received numerous reports of individuals stealing campaign signs out of residential yards. The Sheriff's Department asks all members of the community to understand that it is an election year. Respect each other's rights to express political affiliation freely and respect each other's property. Lastly, they advise you to remember that taking property from someone else is theft, and you could be charged. In our funeral announcements, Norma Johnson Christensen, age 85, of Woodbine and formerly of Oakland, died August 29th. An open visitation for Norma Christensen will be tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Reconvith Funeral Home in Oakland. Lorraine Williams, age 97, of Grant, died August 28th. Funeral services for Lorraine Williams will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Wayne Walter, age 99, of Jefferson, died August 28th at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Public graveside services for Wayne Walter will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery, located 2 miles south of Bridgewater on County Road N51. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Olinda Rachel Cruz, age 70, of Messina, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Olinda Krause, that is, will be held on September 10th at 10:30 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church of Wyota. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements for Olinda Krause. Diane Ernst, age 66, of Adair, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Diane Ernst will be held on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair. Pearson Family Funeral Service is assisting the family. Catherine Fitzgerald, age 75, of Stewart, died Monday at her home. A memorial mass for Catherine Fitzgerald will be held on September 12th at 11 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has the arrangements. Michelle Hunter, age 49, of Audubon, died August 27th. A celebration of life for Michelle Hunter will be held September 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon Legion Park. And a Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Nancy Farley, age 71, of Anita, died Monday at her daughter's home in Anita. A private family funeral service for Nancy Farley will be held at a later date at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.